Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Again today, we are continuing to air a teaching that I did at a Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar in January 2012. It was January of 2002 when the Lord told me I was limiting Him by my small thinking. And so this whole seminar, I've entitled it, Don't Limit God Times 10. That means 10 years later, and also we have had over 10 times as much growth in our income, in the number of people responding, in the materials going out. I mean, it has just transformed my life. And I'm sharing testimony about it. I'm talking about what limited me. And specifically on this teaching, I'm talking about how I limited God because I was fearful. I had become complacent in a sense. I had reached a place where we were reaching people, but we had our finances coming in and it was relatively comfortable. And I just didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to take the potential, run the risk of failing. And I tell you, a fear of failure will make you fail worse than anything else. I think it's better to actually step out and believe God. And if you failed, God will pick you up and dust you off and you can get up and go again. But the worst failure of all is being paralyzed where you do nothing. I tell you, this will help you. So listen to this teaching from Phoenix, Arizona on Don't Limit God Times 10. The Lord spoke to me in January of 1973, because it was just a few months after Jamie and I got married. We were living in a one-bedroom apartment in Mesquite, Texas. And the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night, had me go in, and I mean God came into that room. And the Lord spoke to me out of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. It says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, before you came forth out of your mother's belly, I sanctified you and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. And then Jeremiah said, ah, Lord God, I'm a child. I cannot speak. And God said, don't you ever say, I'm a child. Don't you ever say this. You will go. You will speak. And he says, if you get afraid of them, I'll confound you in front of them. And did you know, since that night, I've never told people that I couldn't speak. I didn't instantly get rid of the fear, but I started doing it. And anyway, God spoke to me. And the point I was trying to get across was, before he formed me in the womb, before I came forth out of my mother's belly, God had a purpose for me. Paul said the same thing in Galatians 1:15. God who separated me unto the gospel from my mother's womb. Isaiah said the same thing. This isn't abnormal. It's not, you didn't just happen. You were created by God. And in Psalms 139, when you were still in your mother's womb, it said he knew all of your parts and they were written in his book. God knew everything about you. He created you and designed you for a specific purpose. It's not up to you to just live your life and then you discover that you've got an artistic talent, you've got an administrative talent, you're a people person or whatever, and so you look at your options and you just pick and choose and do what you want to do. God made you for a purpose, and it's up to you to find out what that purpose is. And you cannot fulfill it accidentally. It doesn't just happen by fate. You have to pursue the will of God in order to get it. And it takes revelation. And like I said earlier, God will show you that he's made you for something that you'll think, no, not me, I can't do it. That's because he'll call you to do something beyond yourself so that it'll make you God dependent. And if you're just looking at your little personality profile test that you took and find out what you're suited for, you're going to miss God. Because there are things on the inside of you that God wants to accomplish. Like me, I couldn't speak in front of people. I couldn't even look at a person and talk to them. And God's calling me to do the exact thing I couldn't do. Called a hick from Texas. That I've had people write in before and say, I thought you were Gomer Pyle. I've had people make fun of my voice and things. I had one person write in and say, "You are as plain as dirt." And I understood exactly what he's talking about. If I was God, I wouldn't have picked me. I'm not your typical minister. I'm not a charismatic figure. And yet God chose me, and just by responding to him, God has blessed me. He's using my life. There are people that are alive today that would be dead if I wasn't doing what God told me to do. There are people that are beginning to understand the goodness of God, and their lives are being changed. There are miracles happening. And I'm telling you, every one of you were designed by God just as surely as I was. And you got to find out what that is. The only chance you have of reaching your full potential is to do what God created you to do. And like I said earlier, is either last night or this morning, if you're one of these multi-talented person that you can do a lot of things on your own, I pity you. Because you're more susceptible to leaning under your own understanding and doing your own thing. It's really a blessing not to have great talents and ability and just say, "God, what can you use me for?" It makes you God dependent. But there are some of you that are just doing your own thing and you're able to make a living. Some of you might be living very well. You may have trophies and awards sitting on your shelf, and yet you've never found what God created you for. And because of, maybe you even succeeded by your own strength and power. There are lost people who do that. But I can guarantee you, you won't be fulfilled in your heart. You won't have the same joy as the person who knows they're doing what God called them to do. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you were made with a purpose. God's got more for you than what the vast majority of us are experiencing. And you've got to get rid of this fear of failure. How long are you going to sit there until you die? It's a definition of insanity to pray for your life to be different and then keep doing the same thing. You do the same thing, you're going to get the same results. Do something different. Even if it's wrong, do something different. It'd be better to run the risk and try something than to try nothing because you're afraid and just stay stuck. Do something different. If nothing else, you'll learn. You'll learn that wasn't it. Amen. You can check one thing off your list. Don't be afraid. You know, the biggest failure are the people that are playing it so conservative that they can't risk anything. You're a failure. I say that in love. I'm trying to provoke you in love. But brothers and sisters, we got to go for it. The world is looking for somebody. The world is looking for God. They're looking in all the wrong places. And one of the reasons is because the people who are born again aren't living in the fullness of what God called them to be. Your life ought to be a testimony. If you would catch on fire for God, the world will come watch you burn. People are mesmerized by a fire. They'll follow a fire truck. They want to see what's going on. You catch on fire for God, people will come. People will want to see what's happening. People at your work, your family will say, "What has happened to you?" But we have such a fear of being different. We don't want to get outside of the box, outside of the boat. And so we're just drowning with the rest of them. Man, I'm praying that God is taking the things that I'm saying and helping you to overcome these things that are limiting God. I know that some of you feel uncomfortable. Say this, man, you're rocking my boat. You're making me think I've lived 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years and I'm missing God. You don't like the implications of that. You don't want to even think about what that might mean. And so you're just going to continue to follow lockstep with the rest of the world so that you don't have to confront this. I guarantee you, it's better to confront it now than wait until you die and go to be with the Lord. And he says, "Why didn't you do what I told you?" "Well, God, I made a lot of money. I was super successful. I was the head of the PTA. I was on the city council. I did this, but that's not what I called you to do. Why didn't you do what I called you to do?" All of your trophies and achievements aren't going to seem like very much when God says, I created you for this, and you never did it. You never believed me. And I can promise you, God has spoken to all of us. You may have resisted it, and through fear of failure and laziness, fear of change and other things, you may not have really embraced it. But when the Lord, when you stand before the Lord and He says, here's what I created you to do, every one of you are going to say, I knew that in my heart. Man, that's a dream that I had. I knew that there was something more. God has already spoken to us. We just deny it. We turn it down. And I'm encouraging you to take the limits off God. With me, I had a fear of failure. Because like I was giving you this history, I was finally to a place where we were succeeding. Finances were coming in and we weren't worried about where we were going to survive. It was working. People's lives were being changed. And I could have stayed there and God would have loved me. But I would have stood before the Lord someday and He says, I called you for a lot more than what you did. And you limited me. And I was fearful because, you know what, when we started expanding and getting aggressive, again, here I was living on the edge. If God didn't come through, if this wasn't God, we were in big trouble. When we left that 14,000 square foot building and moved into 110,000 square foot, did you know that the utilities on that 110,000 square foot building were like $6,000 or $7,000 a month? They told me it was going to be $19,000 a month. I don't think it's ever been that much, but our whole payments on that first building were $2,000-something a month. The utilities were going to be 5-10 times as much as what my whole payment on that other building was. You know what? That was a little scary. But man, we look at it and it has more than paid for itself. Our income has increased so that proportionally we have like 4 or 5 times as much extra as we had back when we were doing things on a smaller scale because I'm where God told me to be and the blessings are so much greater that, man, it's much more beneficial to do what we're doing. It'll be the same for you. I can promise you, God wants to prosper you. God wants to do something special in your life. I don't know how to get it across any stronger than what I'm saying. Some of you are just sitting there until you die. You're already dead emotionally. One of the reasons you're struggling in your marriage and in other things is because you aren't flowing with what God's got for you, and it's a struggle, and you're disappointed and discouraged by it. I tell you, there is no place like being in the center of God's will. When September the 11th happened, one of my biggest partners called me 2 days after. And his daughter was a medical person, and she was going to Afghanistan on a medical mission. And he called and had his daughter on the extension phone, and he said, tell her to cancel her trip. Man, we are maybe going to war. You tell her not to go. So I got her on the phone and I talked to her and I said, you feel this is what God wants you to do? And she says, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that this is what God has told me to do. And so here's our biggest partner on the phone. And I said, you know what? She needs to go. He says, how could you say that? She's putting her... I said, man, being in the center of God's will is the safest place on the face of the earth. And she wound up going to Afghanistan 2 days after the 9/11 attacks, did just fine. God blessed her. In contrast to that, one of our first students that we had, her husband wouldn't let her go on our missions trip because he was afraid of her flying. And so he made her stay home. And she stayed home against her wishes to submit to her husband. And while we were gone, she was driving home and a boy fell asleep driving and came across and hit her and she died in a car wreck. She would have been much safer doing what God called her to do. Whatever your reasons for not doing the will of God are, they aren't good. Being in the center of God's will is the safest place, the happiest place, the most beneficial place. Whatever your reason is for not doing it, you're wrong. Just do it. Man, if God Almighty, who has a universe to run, and millions of people talking to Him and praying and asking for this, if He takes time out to speak to you and put something in your heart for you to debate whether or not you will do it, is just beyond my comprehension. If I know that God wants me to do something, I'm going to do it or I'm going to die trying. I am not going to live anywhere else but where I believe God wants me to be. And I would recommend it to you. If you feel that God has put something in your heart, do it. Maybe you aren't ready to do it all right now, but start moving in that direction. If you aren't completely sure of what God told you, then put some motion to your boat. You know, a rudder will turn a boat if it's moving. Doesn't have to be full steam ahead, but if it's moving, a rudder will give direction and move that boat. But if you're sitting still, you can flip a rudder 360 degrees and it won't give any direction. You got to move in some direction. Do something. Say, God, I'm not absolutely sure, but I think that this is it, so I'm going to move in this direction, and until I'm sure, I'm just going to go test the waters and see how it works. Start moving and God will give you direction and say, nope, that's not it. Or yes, this is it. Things will start working. But you've got to start moving in some direction. Commit yourself to doing something. If nothing else, commit yourself to, I'm going to find out what God's will for my life is. I've got a 15-tape series on how to find, how to follow, and how to fulfill God's will. You ought to get those things and start finding out. You aren't going to fulfill it accidentally. You're going to have to do it on purpose. Amen. So I need to quit tonight, but I've got a lot more to share. There's other fears. Fear of persecution, fear of men, what they've got to say. You know, my biggest fear, and I'll deal with this tomorrow, was success. I was afraid of success. I was afraid of God using me, what it would do to me. Some of you don't relate to that, but I'll explain it in a way I think most people deal with stuff like this. So anyway, I just encourage you, whatever your fear is that is limiting God, you need to take the limits off God. You overcome that fear by the perfect love of God. Perfect love will cast out fear. And I can promise you, God has nothing but good plans for you. He wants to do awesome things in your life, make your life better than it's ever been. Amen? Let me just do this tonight and ask this. I know that some of you hesitate to respond to an invitation like this. But the Bible says faith without works is dead. You need to do something if God is speaking to you. It also says that He will keep that which you have committed unto Him. No committing, no keeping. So if you feel that God has spoken something to you tonight and you say, I need to find God's will for my life. Or maybe you know God's will and for whatever reason you haven't been doing it. You're letting fear paralyze you. If that's you and you say, I need to repent and I need to do what God's put in my heart. Or I need to find out God's will for my life. And this has stirred me up tonight and I want to make a commitment that I'm not going to rest until I find out what God wants me to do, or until I start doing it. If that's you, I just want you to be bold enough right now where you are to stand and let me pray with you, and we're going to make a commitment and start moving in that direction. So did you understand what I'm saying? This is not for people who already know God's will and are following it with everything you've got and trying. I'm not saying you're perfect, but you are moving. You're trying to do it. This is for people who either don't know God's will or God has revealed something to you and you've let fear keep you from doing it. You know, if you've understood my invitation tonight and if you've responded accordingly to what I've said, this is the vast majority of this crowd. We've got over 1,000 people here and I bet you there's 600 people standing. This answers a lot of questions. Man, this answers huge amounts of questions. Right here, you don't have to go any further than this subject to find out why you aren't fulfilled, why sometimes you're discouraged, why things aren't working better. You've got to find God's will and you've got to be actively pursuing it to have the real joy and the peace of the Lord, the satisfaction. There is a holy dissatisfaction that God places on the inside of us when we're off track. Not a condemnation or a guilt, but just a knowledge that there's something more. He's trying to convince you that this isn't the way I want you to go. It's a holy, godly type of dissatisfaction. And you can't pray it away. You just got to find out what God calls you to do and start doing it. And I believe that tonight this is going to make a difference in your life. I remember being in a service where I responded to an invitation similar to what I said right here. And I spent all night long walking 8 hours in the bayous of Louisiana praying and saying, God, I will find your will for my life. I will do what you've called me to do. And you know what? God honored it, changed my life. And I believe it's going to be the same for you. I believe this is going to be a life-changing experience for you tonight. Amen? Y'all agree? Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters, and we thank you that just as surely as you created Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Paul, that you separated them for a purpose from their mother's womb, we believe that every one of us were created by you and fashioned for a specific purpose, that every gift, every talent, every experience is all focused to accomplish something that you created us for. And Father, we're standing tonight to either say that we don't know what that purpose is, we want to know, and we are making ourselves available as a living sacrifice and saying, Father, just reveal yourself to us and we will follow that direction. Or if we already know it, we haven't been following it, we've let other things focus our attention elsewhere. We haven't been following you. We've let fear hinder us. And Father, we are repenting of it. But tonight, all of us are just making a commitment to find and follow your will, to remove the restrictions, to take away whatever it is. We draw on your power. Father, we make the commitment, but we need your power to fulfill it. We need your Holy Spirit to reveal yourself to us, and we stand tonight welcoming you, asking you to reveal yourself to us, that every single one of us will make our life count. Regardless of what has happened in the past, we forget those things that are behind and we look forward to the future. And we want to know your plan. Father, I believe you are much greater than a GPS device that can say recalculating and put us back on track. I believe that regardless of how we've messed our lives up, that you can recalculate and plot a course from where we are right to where you want us to be. And so we make that commitment and believe you're going to keep that which we've committed, and that, Father, you're revealing yourself to every one of us that's standing and showing us your purposes for our life, and that we will fulfill it, that we won't limit you anymore. We'll go out and do things that are beyond ourselves, where we have to have your supernatural power. We make that commitment, and I thank you that you're going to hold us to it, that this is beginning something powerful in our lives, that, Father, we won't be the same, that this will be a life-changing experience here tonight. And we agree and we receive that and thank you for doing it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Y'all agree? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you a world changer? Charis Bible College has extension schools across America. The same truth that sets you free at our main campus in Colorado Springs will set you free in Dallas, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Atlanta, Georgia, Dyer, Indiana, Orlando, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Plymouth, Massachusetts, Jacksonville, Florida, and Gardner, Massachusetts. Log on to charisbiblecollege.org today or call our phone center and ask for a complete listing of CBC Extension School locations near you. Change your life. Change the world.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, Don't Limit God Times 10, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD. Or if you prefer, you can get the DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Every album will also include the Don't Limit God sticker. This reversible static decal will cling to your window or mirror, reminding you not to limit God with small thinking. Remember to specify CD, DVD, or DVD as seen on TV when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The third audio teaching in today's series is titled, Fear of Risk Limits God. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. We'd like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Financial Stewardship for a Gift of Any Amount. Contact us today to get your copy. A Spanish version is also available. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be ministering at several locations in Russia between May 24th and May 29th. He'll be in the UK next week for the Grace and Faith Family Conference June 1st through the 4th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference July 2nd through the 6th, in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar July 26th through the 28th, and in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 16th through the 18th. He'll also be in Toronto and Minneapolis for special one-night-only Gospel Truth rallies June 15th and 16th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
This Bible teacher started with the simple message of God's unconditional love and grace. For years, he and his wife duplicated teaching tapes in their own home. He went on radio and often gave his teachings away to those who asked for them. Years later, a small building was needed to house a few volunteers and employees. The ministry grew until it was bursting at the seams. Soon, the next 15,000 square foot building became too small as a Bible college and television ministry were launched. Today, a 110,000 square foot building is running out of room. 157 acres have been purchased to accommodate the growth, but the message remains the same. It's the gospel truth. For more information, log on to awmi.net. Look to the left and click on Ministry News. Then click on Today's TV News Story. Find out what's happening with the world changers at Andrew Womack Ministries and Caris Bible College today.